This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Welcome again to hear about our Hohepa stories. Today we are speaking with Tash Taylor. Kia ora, Tash.
Hello.
We'd like to start by asking you to tell us a little bit about yourself. Where were you born? Where you come from?
So I was born and raised in Palmerston North. I have a younger brother who is special. We're the only two children, so there's 14 years between me and him. We moved up here to Hawke's Bay about 15 years ago from Palmerston North, stayed in Palmerston North all that time. Then moved up here 15 years ago and started working towards the health and disability industry.
And what brought you to work at Hohepa? What led your way to Hohepa?
I was working at another disability organisation, and it was very clinical, it was very different. What brought me to Hohepa was the holistic approach that every life fully lived, basically, that every person, no matter what their difference was, they had the ability to be challenged to do day-to-day activities that some people in other organisations were just left because they were too hard or too challenging.
And when was that? When did you join Hohepa?
I've been with Hohepa now coming up 9 years, I think. 9.5 years.
Yeah. And what's your current role at Hohepa?
So I'm currently the Rangatahi Service Manager. So I have our 18-year-olds to 27-year-olds. I have a few over that age at the moment, but generally 18 to 27. And
can you tell us a little bit about your role? What does your day-to-day look like? And tell us about your team.
So I am really privileged to have my office at our day services base. And so I get to spend most of my day with the people we support coming and going for their work programs. Yeah, so part of my team is the day services, so that we have the day services coordinator who oversees our work program, giving our young people opportunities to learn different skills in the community. I also have a large number of house managers who oversee the houses in the Rangatahi service. All a great bunch of people who just want to see our young people thrive.
And what are some of the cool activities and what are the sort of works that the people you support do?
So out of our service, we have the privilege of being able to hold a lot of activities, and you know, we've had discos, movie night, karaoke, games evenings, lots of different parties and stuff like that. We even had Sustainability Hawke's Bay come and do some planting and teach our guys about trees. We also have, you know, music therapy and art and other different people come and spend time in those spaces to be able to be with our people so they can do group or one-on-one. It's a very active space.
And can you tell me a little bit about people's work? What sort of jobs do people do?
We have a wide range of jobs that our guys are able to do. We've got the estate where they're able to be on site and off site doing different garden projects. We're currently building a sensory garden at the moment, which is a long term project, which has a really nice willow walkway that'll go through to a nice sensory pond water feature for people to sit and relax. We also have paid employment with the paper runs and different other options like that with Environment New Zealand, where we go and recycle different electronic products like laptops and stuff like that. They do recycling and the dump run. They do baking and cooking. We do art. They do a lot of woodwork projects. At the moment, they're working on a chicken coop. They've just done a dog house. And then, yeah, so we've got woodwork.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about some of the activities that people do in other areas of Hohepa.
Yeah, so we also support them to go to the Paraiti and the Clive farms where they can get experience with the animals, but also in the nursery. There's Trees for Hawke's Bay as well, where they're propagating the plants, taking them through to little seedlings and then plants, and then taking them to different areas to plant them. We have the farm and the weavery and creative works as well. So there's spaces in Napier and then spaces in Clive. At Creative Works in Napier, we support people to go to the weavery and to candles so that they can learn those skills. And then also over to Clive, where some of them are working on the farm, some of them are in estate, some of them are working in the weavery or talent group. We've even got some in Rongo Studio doing the therapies and,
Oh, great. And so you've been at Hohepa for a few years now. What are some of the experiences that make you think that you've made the right choice to have a career at Hohepa?
I think for me it's the coming together as a community, where it doesn't matter what challenges the people are facing, every effort by staff and the teams are put in to try and ensure that everyone is able to participate in a meaningful way. So like recently we had a disco for Waitangi to celebrate, and we had people from all different areas of the community come and participate. They all dressed up. They all, you know, they're able to be inside and outside. There was different spaces made available for them to come and enjoy, you know, celebrating Waitangi together.
You talked earlier about your family growing up in Palmerston North. I know that you are a mother as well. What does your family and friends say about your work at Hohepa?
It really is like a family-orientated organization. Coming to the festivals and stuff like that, able to bring your families. I don't think that you can consider it going to work.
Yeah.
It feels like, you know, you're going and you're doing something meaningful and you're giving back to somebody. And when you see the delight on their face and the smile and the thing that they've got to achieve, it's an accomplishment, but it's also a sense of satisfaction of helping and supporting somebody to get to that point. And hopefully somebody's doing the same for my brother, who's also in care.
Mm. At another organization.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so over these years, perhaps more at a personal level, what's one of the biggest learnings for you from your time at Jojepa?
I think it's just really being patient and letting things manifest into what they will.
So you've taken some lessons on your journey. In your opinion, what are the key strengths that people need to thrive at Jojepa professionally?
I think understanding, patience.
So fast forwarding 50 years from now, what does Jojepa look like? What do you imagine of Jojepa?
I hope it's very similar to what it is now. I think it's the legacy has carried on right from the beginning to now. It seems to have always been about the people we support and enabling good lives and, you know, having people thrive in communities and be able to participate and not be in the background and that type of thing. So I just foresee that it'll be more of them being at the same table and having a voice and more houses. A bigger community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about AI
and
robots 50 years from now? Do you think your job will be taken over by robots, or do you think people will be supported by robots, etc.?
I would hope not. I think robots can take over my paperwork. I definitely don't enjoy that part. They can write my reports. But I don't think there's any place for robots looking after humans. I think humans need to look after humans.
Why?
Because that's how you be person-centered. You need to be there to meet every person for where they're at, rather than a program that says that this is where they should be right now. And so,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And how does that person-centered or human-centric care looks like that cannot be done by robots?
I think it's understanding the big picture, understanding the person for who they are and the changes that they go through throughout their life, because we all change. I think it's understanding their family and their whānau and what role that plays. I think it's understanding that we all change and we all develop and we all grow, and giving them the chance to also prove that they've changed and developed and grown as they move throughout their adult life. Yeah, I think it's just having a lot of patience, a lot of compassion, a lot of understanding, a lot of putting yourself in somebody else's shoes, which AI can't do.
Very good. And you spend a lot of time, obviously, supporting people, and the people you support have a very strong voice also by their families, by their parents or siblings, and you spend a lot of time with families. Can you tell us a little bit about that side of your job?
I really enjoy working with the families because they, you know, they know the person the best. They are their blood relative. They have the best interests of that person. So if anyone's going to have the best advice or information about that person, it's going to be the family. And I think I have the benefit of having been in that side of it as well, and feeling what it's like to go through the process of having your family member go into care and what that feels like.
If one day you sort of life took you to a different adventure, how would you like to be remembered at Jojepa? And why do you think you will be remembered in that way?
I think I would just like to be remembered for giving every person, no matter what their risk, the opportunity to do something that they really want to do. I think for me, like, my highlighting moment of my whole time at Jojepa so far has been taking one of the people we support to the Madagascar, the musical, live at the municipal theatre. Mm. Nobody would have ever imagined taking this young person to something like that. And his face at the time and sitting up on the stage with the cast was like the thing I will always remember, and hopefully he does too. Mm. I think I would take a lot away from my time at Hohepa, being just being patient and not just thinking about things and reflecting. I think probably reflection and mindfulness is probably two of the biggest things I would take away from Hohepa. I think it's a big skill to have, to be able to reflect on a situation or an event or even a stage of your life and be able to look back and process it is very important.
As a service manager, you are a member of the leadership team. You lead the Rangatahi service. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience in that space? How is it being part of the leadership group, and how do you experience that leadership space at Hohepa?
I think it's an interesting space to have stepped into. I think everyone brings such heart. It's very from the heart. It's not just a job. I don't think I've spoken to anyone that coming to work every day at Hohepa is just a job. It's very much a lifestyle. It's very much a way of life, and they're here for the community, for the people we support, for the organisation to see it thrive. You know, when you go to a lot of other workplaces, it's very much, I'm just here to do the job. But when you come to work at Hohepa, especially in that leadership space, everyone is there to support each other. Everyone's got your back. It's definitely a place where you can grow. Everyone's open to ideas. There's a lot of sitting and reflecting and discussing things so that you can develop and grow in those areas.
Tash, you also lead the Wakeover team. Tell us about that work and what you do in that space.
So we have the Wakeover service. We have close to 100 Wakeovers as part of the team at Hohepa. And coming from the Wakeover supervisor role, which was my original role before being a house manager and then onto the service manager, but I was the Wakeover supervisor originally, gave me the ability to see things from both sides, so from the days from having been the house manager, but also from the Wakeovers, from being the Wakeover supervisor.
Finally, our guiding vision is every life fully lived. He oranga tu, he oranga waiora. What does that mean to you?
That means literally giving everything a go. If somebody wants to try something for somebody, we'll find a way to make it happen to the best of our ability as safely as possible, understanding that sometimes there is risk involved with things, but making sure that we're assessing that risk to make sure we can try everything for everyone, no matter what their challenge.
Mm. Well, thank you, Tash, for sharing with us. We've been listening to Tash Taylor sharing a little bit about her work and her story. And we will continue having conversations so that everyone can learn about people at Hohepa. Mate wa.
Have fun.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.